Welcome to Afyoyim Yerushalmi, holding in Truma Staff Yud Base and the Oizvader edition, Perek Rishon, beginning of Halacha Dalet. Zog the Mishnah. Chamishu lo yitroimu vim tormu trumosom truma. There's five that should not do truma, but if they did the truma is okay. Not like the first Mishnah in the Masechta that said the five should not do truma, if they did the truma is not okay. Here we're saying that if they did truma, b'dievet it's fine. Who are the five? Ha'ilim, the mute. Ve'ashikor, the drunk. Ve'ha'orum, someone who's naked. Ve'asumo, the blind. Ubal keri, someone who had a semen emission. In all the cases, lo yitroimu, v'intormu, trumosun truma. They don't should not do truma. The Gemara doesn't explain why. If they did, the truma is okay. The Mishnah continues, ein tormim lo yibimito, v'lo yibimishko, v'lo yibiminyan. You don't do a truma by measuring it, by weighing it, or by counting it. Because the whole idea of truma is to do it be'oimit. Min ha'toiro, the smallest amount is required. Rabbanan gave us a certain amount, but a person should do it without measuring it. Aval toiro is a modud v'sashokol v'samoni. He could do truma for something which was measured, weighed, and counted. And the Gemara doesn't explain, it means if he measured and counted the fruits, he could do truma from there, as long as the truma itself is done by approximation and not by doing exact measurement. Person should not use a basket that is the midah is being used for a midah. People know the exact midah. Let's say you know that if you fill the basket till the end, that is a sale. So don't use it because then you, by definition, you're measuring the truma. If you take a regular basket, then you know the measurement, and you do out of half of the basket, or a quarter of the basket, so you don't know exactly how much it is, you don't know exactly where the half is, where the quarter is. That's already approximation, even though it's very close to a measurement. So that's fine. But don't use what's called a seah. A seah is a measurement container. And there they have what's called shnosli. Shnosli means you have signs in the measurement where it says how much, when you fill half, this is half a sale. Fill a quarter, it's a quarter of a sale. Fill three quarters of a sale. So when a person measures, he knows exactly what he's measuring. So a person should not use a measuring cup for truma, because again, it needs to be done with approximation. Zok the Gemara. Yesh meim, talk about the first five that we mentioned. Mipnei bracha, v'yesh meim pnei she'ein yucholim litroi min amuchor. Some of them are because they can't say the bracha, or they can't say the bracha properly. And some because they can't do the truma, they can choose the best fruits for the truma. Ha'ilim, the mute, ve'orum, the naked, ubal keri, bnei bracha, they can't say a bracha. And Ilim can't say a bracha because he's mute, because he can't talk. And orum can't say a bracha because you can't say a bracha when a person is naked. And a person can't say a bracha when he's a ubal keri because of the tumah. Hasumo ve'ashikor, the blind person, and one who's drunk, they can't do truma mufchor because they can't see or they can't think, so they're not able to choose the correct fruits for the truma. Someone who drank somewhat, it gives the definition in a moment. If he did daven, the tefillah is fine. It's accepted as tachanunim because he still can hold on and be able to daven properly. Shikor al ispalav, if a person is drunk, shnat daven, v'im ispalat filoso gidufin. Someone drunk davening is considered to be a giduf, it's a bad davening, his tefillah is not accepted. Ezu shosui, what is the definition of shosui? Kol shosa revis, if he drank a revis. Shikor, sheshosa yoiser, a drunk, he drank more. Tamanami, here they say, kol sheinu yichal daber lifnei hamelech. He needs to be drunk, not just they drink more than revis, but that he's not able to speak to a king. He's so drunk, he's not able to speak properly to a king. Rav Zeiru bo kamir avisi, shikor ma'u sheivorach. He asked avisi, can a drunk person do bracha? Omer lei, it says in the pasuk, v'ochalto, v'sovato, uvirachto. You do birkas hamazon? When you're full, you're full, mashra, full in any way. Full because you're eating too much, because you're drinking too much, you're just full. Even if a person is drunk, he still has to do a bracha. You learn from this pasuk that bracha can be done when a person is drunk, and that's the difference here between tefillah and bracha. Tefillah you can do when you're drunk, bracha you could. Le'tzucha, the loy, here the gears should really be loy tsucho do. I mean, this we don't have a question anymore. Elomau sheik or shma. What about shma? Could shma a person do when he's drunk? And the more does not answer. Omar Abba Baravin had chosid shol elio zochotov. There was a chosid asked elio novi. Oru mau sheik or shma. Can a person who's not dressed say shma? Omalei, it says v'lo yiroi b'chorei v'asdover shat sin b'yu erva. You do, the way you dash it is erves dibur, meaning don't say words when you're naked. So don't say words of Torah, don't say kriyashma when you're naked. Tani chizkiyo ben likrois ben levor. It doesn't matter if you're reading the shma or you're saying the bracha, both you can't do when you're naked, and they both are prohibited when a person is naked. A person who's naked cannot do the bracha as we saw in our Mishnah, and he cannot do shma. Continues the Gemara with base in Toymi lo b'mito lo mishkal, meaning you don't measure the truma. Tama telling we learned over there, hamoine mishubach. Counting is very good. Ve'amoided mishubach imenu. If you go and measure, it's even better because that's you're more exact. Ve'ashoikel, weighing the fruits, mishubach mishloshto. That's the best. Mashma, more understands that's talking about truma as well, that you should measure. Fika at Omar Ken, here you say like this, and here we learn that you should not measure. Omar b'shuba levi, kama truma gedoylo, kama truma is meiser. That's the difference. Truma gedoylo, that you should not measure. Truma is meiser, you should measure. And the reason is, as Reb Chaim explains, truma gedoylo, chito achas poter sakari. One kernel of wheat is good enough. Reb Chaim gave us a measurement, but because we want to make sure that a person is turning by in Yafo, we don't want to have exact. Let him do the truma with his own goodwill. But truma's meiser, we do have an exact amount. It says to do 10%. Meiser, truma's meiser is 10% of the meiser. 10% of the 10% that you give to the levy. So that you should measure. Now there's a few gersoris over here in the next line of the Gemara. Let's read the Gemara the way it appears by us, and then we'll add what needs to be added. Vitani ken, we have a similar meiser. Eliezer ben Goymel Oimer, Eliezer ben Goymel says, how do you know you don't do truma with measurement, with weight, or with counting? So what do you learn from here? You do it only machshava. You don't do it with measurement, weight, or counting. And the braisa continues. The same truma gedoyla you do with approximation, so also truma meisa you do with approximation, because you both learn that from that same pasuk. V'nichshav lachem chumaschem, chumaschem loshon rabim, two chumas. V'nichshav with machshava, machshava applies both to truma gedoyla and to truma meisa. Now, how does that work with the Gemara said before? The Gemara said before that truma meisa you do measure. So we have to say, according to this, according to the gist that we have over here, and this is how Reb Chaim learns, is that Elazar ben Goymel argues, meaning the Gemara just wants to bring a raya from Elazar ben Goymel for the concept that truma you do without measuring, you do it with approximation. Comes the Elazar ben Goymel and says, I tell you this works also but truma meisa that you do with approximation. But Rabbanon, that they argue, and they are the ones that said, Hamayni mishubach, Hamayni mishubach imenu, v'ashek mishubach mishloishta. They said their Mishnah, and their Mishnah tells you, we're going to his Meisah, you should do it with a measurement, not like a Elazar ben Goymel. According to the Vilna Gaon, you have your Gish, so the Gemara says that Trumas Meisah itself, it's a Machloikis, and the Gemara brings the Elazar ben Goymel as a Rayo to tell me that Trumas Meisah is a Machloikis. According to this Gish, so the Gemara is saying, we can answer Kamdekan Trumas Meisah, meaning also our Mishnah is talking about not only Trumas Meisah, it could be Trumas Meisah as well. And the reason why the Mishnah Lekamon tells us that you should measure, and by us says not to measure, our Mishnah is going like a Elazar ben Goymel that says that you don't measure even Trumas Meisah, and the Mishnah Lekamon is according to Rabbanon that you do measure. That's another gear, so I had to explain this Gemara. But the bottom line is, the Gemara says, Truma Gedoyla, everybody agrees, you don't measure it. Trumas Meisah is a Machloikis. Ask the Gemara about Tanina. What about our Mishnah that says of a Torah who is a modu, this a shokol, this a money? It says you do truma with what was measured, weighed, and counted. The one understands means you measured, weighed, and counted the truma. On my blows of kini mestiz, the explanation of the Mishnah is loydit adam es tivloi. A person goes and measures the tevel before he took out the truma. Umachnis a toch beis, brings it into the house. Uvilvat shelo yitrim emido, but the truma itself you don't do with measurement. A person will weigh his tevel. and he brings it to the house. Ubevat shaloi yitru b'mishkan. Doesn't do truma with weighing. Moinehu odom tivla. A person counts the tevel. Umachnisa toch beis, who brings it into the house. Ubevat shaloi yitru b'minyan. But the truma itself should not do with minyan. So what's the chiddush? The chiddush is that the first part of the mishnah was truma just do with approximation. You're not supposed to measure and be exact with the truma. The chiddush of the end of the mishnah is even if you measure the tevel, which seems to be that now that will cause you to be more exact with the measurement of the truma, because once you know the total amount of the tevel, you know more accurately how much truma you're giving, that's still fine. As long as the truma itself, you don't measure, and you don't weigh, and you don't count, even though you're taking it out of a group of fruits, which are measured, counted, and weighed, that's still fine for the hilchos truma. As long as the truma itself, you don't do any measurements, you use that approximation, and then the truma is done correctly. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Trumas Daf Yud Beis.